This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We are trying to track down Jeff Begays, the outstanding correspondent for CBS News. Jeff's joined us numerous times over the years on tragic stories like this. Jeff is their national affairs and justice correspondent for CBS News. So right now, Dan's getting a voicemail. So guess what? Jeff's working the story, and something's taking place right now, which is more important than talking to us, which we understand. Hopefully, we will get Jeff on the line very soon. So let's get to a part of this great replacement theory, which has been out there for a while. And let's be honest, it's gaining traction within some people just are flat out racist. Just no question about it, they're racist. And others who I'm saddened and I'm baffled when I hear how they espouse this. This is pushed by white supremacists, let's be clear. Without a speck of proof, alleges that white people are being replaced in America, and it's an elaborate Jewish conspiracy theory. This has been around for a while, but you've got some prominent individuals who've been talking about it for a while, who, by the way, know 100% better, but it plays to their audience. So they lie when they talk about it. They flat out lie when they talk about it. This has been cited in the attack at the synagogue in Pittsburgh. It has been cited in the Walmart attack in El Paso. It was cited in the mosque attack, where again, Jewish individuals. And it's a big elaborate plan to diminish the role of whites in America. And the worst thing is, a poll came out that 1 in 3 U.S. adults believe there is an ongoing effort to replace U.S.-born Americans with immigrants for electoral gains. Dan, if it turns out we get Jeff, let's try to get him after this upcoming break, or else we're just going to be too short a time, if that makes sense.
Gotcha.
Tucker Carlson is massively popular. Tucker Carlson's a very intelligent person. Tucker Carlson plays with this trope over and over again. Among the things he said, I know that the left and all their little gatekeepers on Twitter become literally hysterical if you use the term replacement, or if you suggest that the Democratic Party is trying to replace the current electorate, that voters now casting ballot with new people, more obedient voters from the third world. And guess who was following right along with this? This individual, I haven't used his last name once today, who's buying into this, and went to an area in the Buffalo area, 200 miles from where he lives, scouted it out the day before. And why? Because his manifesto was believing in this theory. And because of this theory, he was going to go out and target blacks. Individuals who are just at a grocery store. And we really can't say, in this case, Dan, this could have been either one of us. Now, if we happen to be in the way of this murderer's attempt to kill a black individual, it could have been us. But no, it could have been Henry Lake. It could have been Shaletta Brundage. It could have been dozens and dozens of friends of mine who are black. Targeting people. Because this baseless, vile, disgusting theory is out there. And Carlson is far from the only one who's tossed this out. Liz Cheney, who's an actual conservative, an actual Republican. Once again, by the way, there's nothing non-conservative at all about Liz Cheney, other than she has the audacity to call out Donald Trump and an attack on democracy. But even Liz Cheney calling out prominent members of the party who play around with this. Maybe they don't directly espouse a Dan, but they go on the edges. Or they go on Carlson's show. Or they don't suppress others. Or they appear at events like this Nick Fuentes who believes in it. Listen, do I agree with everything that is said by the far left? Absolutely, positively, unequivocally, no. And we have called it out and will call it out again. But let's deal with the story that is happening right now. And the rise of white supremacy. That's another thing Carlson has laughed at. It's not happening. The data is overwhelming. It's not our only problem. Do we have problems in Minneapolis involving non-whites? Hell yeah, we do. We also had a report about the Human Rights Division where blacks have been targeted. That doesn't mean, though, we don't have an issue with people of color committing crime. So this isn't, okay, one means the other doesn't exist. The other does exist. But we just had 10 people murdered. And we got this guy with a manifesto. And part of what inspired him, motivated him, was this belief in a theory. Like it's, you know, the Jews are controlling the world. Let's go with that awful theory again. Just pure anti-Semitism. And what they're doing is they're trying to suppress whites. They're trying to phase out whites. And that, I mean, you go back, we both saw the story, Dan, of the person who first came up with, or first pushed this in a big way, this senator. I may read some of his quotes later, depending on if we get Jeff. Words that you can't believe someone, an elected official, was saying. So I've learned more about this theory. I knew when Carlson's mothers would talk about it. I know of the dramatic rise in white supremacy and in crimes related to that. But just when you've read more about this theory and you think about what was inspired and 10 people are dead because of it, what do you want to say, Dan?
You know, what's the sarcastic, cynical joke of it is that, you know, the folks that buy into this are white people who are so scared of becoming a minority in this country. It's almost as though there's a problem with the way minorities are being treated in this country. I mean, it's so ridiculous on its face. And the number of conservative politicians that have picked this up because they realize that banging the immigration drum gets them attention, gets them votes, gets them people following.
It works. It works. That's what they're doing.
That they can now. This is another angle to it. This is another angle they can try and twist into the immigration debate. Now, like you said, they won't. They'll play around the edges, right? You don't hear those folks talking about this being a quote unquote Jewish conspiracy. Most of them, anyway. Mm-hmm. But they're absolutely saying it's a Democratic conspiracy that, you know, they're trying to bring in illegal immigrants so that, you know, they can naturalize them right away. And then there's all these great new voters for the Democrats. And that's the only reason they're trying to keep, quote unquote, open borders. I saw another clip of Ron Johnson spreading that nonsense as he was talking about replacement theory again.
This is the guy who, by the way, Ron Johnson, who didn't push back at all, went into the video interview with the vaccine causing HIV.
Yep.
Ron Johnson, the senator, said that.
And the problem really becomes, you know, you can say we've sort of gotten to a point in this country where you can say whatever you want as long as it's politics, because it doesn't really matter. And there aren't really, you know, real life consequences. So we'll just say whatever, you know, flame throwing comment we want. And it's OK.
And a lot of people who are voting for you, Dan, are agreeing with you when you say this thing where it's not based in reality at all.
But here's the real world consequence of normalizing this kind of nonsense, right?
That's right.
Is that some kid who's screwed up in the head picks it up and drives 3 hours and kills 10 people. This is the real world consequence of that kind of words have meaning and words have impact. And you can't just throw around whatever you want because, hey, it's politics. Who really cares? No, this is a huge problem. You can't do this. It has to stop.
And it won't. That's the problem. Nothing. Here's another part. The folks who believe in this will say, we're getting picked on. Where was the consistency? By the way, when the Bernie Sanders supporter went to try to kill as many Republicans as possible on the softball field, we talked about it that day and said he was there to kill people who didn't agree with them. And we called that out. This one, it's just going to be, this is somebody else, and you're blaming his mental health issues on us, and they'll go right back to it, and it will continue to work. This should bug you. Does it? Or maybe not. Maybe you want to push back and defend what people have been saying about this. By the way, do I think this administration should be doing a much, much better job on the border? Hell yeah, I do. But I don't think it's some game to make what normally is a show made up mainly of three white guys less important in this country. It's not a conspiracy run by half my family's Jewish, half isn't, by, I guess, half my family's in on the giant conspiracy because they're Jewish. So let's add the anti-Semitism to it also. Let's get some calls and text on this. This should get a reaction from me. Text or call in 651-461-9226. Let's borrow this term. I don't think I've ever used this before. Let's tip a cap to my father. Here's a genius. Maybe there are only people of color in the supermarket. Is this a possibility? Or is it white supremacy like all other liberal reporting? What a putz. Seriously, are you that?
Honestly.
Clueless? That completely clueless? The individual wrote a manifesto, including his hatred towards people of colors and believing replacement theory, and traveled to this supermarket and this area because of the ratio of black individuals compared to whites. And this person sends this text like white supremacy is liberal reporting? Might be some white supremacy in this person, Dan.
Might be.
If you honestly only think what's happening in this country regarding targeting non-whites and non-Catholics, apparently, and Christians, is made up, then your head is so deep up your backside, I can't even help you. That doesn't mean we don't have other crime-related issues in this country. But to act like this isn't happening and individuals who espouse this aren't garnering more power, you're paying no attention, or guess what? You agree with them, Dan.
Yeah, and this is just a way to kind of muddy the waters and try to pretend that something that's very, very real and a huge problem in this country isn't actually a problem at all.
More text. Chad, there are people in my life. By the way, somebody says, tremendous use of the word putts. Very underrated put time. I think that's right, actually.
I agree.
You know?
Yep.
I think putts is an underrated put time. So, you know, we think you might be a white supremacist or you're clueless, but putts, pretty good, you know? Chad, there are people in my life who apparently were silent racists just a couple years ago and now are vocal and unapologetically. It's terrifying. That's part of what's happened, Dan, the last 7-8 years. Is there any doubt about that?
None at all. None at all. And it's crept into, you know, a lot of people want to point fingers at the former president, but it's all across politics that this kind of dog whistling has been going on. And all it does is signal to people who have kept their mouth shut because they thought that if they express this sort of thing publicly, you would be shamed for it. Now, all of a sudden, they have this example saying, oh, no, it's okay. You can think whatever you want. It's a free country. This kind of nonsense that we thought we had driven out, but actually had just driven underground.
More text, and keep them coming. 651-461-9226. I agree replacement theory is abhorrent. However, I do think it's a fact that the Democratic Party relies on black and immigrant voters to win elections and implements political strategies to grow this base, i.e. open border policy. I think it's a stretch to link replacement theory to Republican concerns about controlling immigration. Okay, let me say that if you believe this administration or if the Obama administration or other Democrats are not tough enough on the border, that does not automatically mean you're for replacement theory or you're a racist, because I think we have a major problem. I think we have a major problem, too, where we can't come together on items. But do I think the Biden administration has handled this well? No. It's about a D minus. Do I think that Democrats for decades and decades have put together policies which they believe in, just like Republicans believe in their policies, which people of color in a majority, not in total, obviously, but in a majority have agreed are more beneficial to them than Republicans? Yes. But the idea that it's an open border policy with the overwhelming number of Democrats is nonsense. Are there some on the far left? And by the way, how many times have I said on this show, I wouldn't vote for somebody on the far left? That's way left of my principles. But again, I'm not saying all Republicans are for this great replacement theory. I just said 2 hours ago, if Mitt Romney runs in 2024, he's got my vote. And on a lot of social issues, he's well to the right of me. But I want somebody to work together. But it's such a word police, Dan, to lure in legitimately frustrated whites in this country who feel like they've missed out on things. And many of them have, by the way. And many of them have been talked to in a condescending way and say the reason why this isn't happening is open borders. We should be better on the border, Dan.
Yes.
Including Republicans. But stop with the idea that the mainstream Democrats are for this. There's zero proof of that.
No, of course there's not. But that's not the point anymore, right? I mean, it doesn't matter what people are actually for. It's what you can try to pin on them, right? That's how politics has become. Everything is rhetorical extremism now. You can't, if you're opposed to certain policies that on immigration that the Republicans have put forth because you think they might be too harsh, then you're for open borders. There's no in between, right? I mean, it's just nonsense on its face. But if you say it often enough, people will just assume that that's the truth. And that's what's going on in the conservative circles. We just keep saying that Biden is for open borders because his policies at the border aren't working terribly well and he hasn't done enough. And there's legitimate room to criticize him there. So we're just going to say he's for open borders. And then we can start to work in nonsense like this replacement theory, because if there's an open border policy, then this starts to feel like it has some sort of kernel of credibility, which of course it doesn't. It's nonsense on its face, as is painting the entire left wing of the political establishment in this country as being for open borders. And that's not a one-way street either.
And by the way, if you look at voters of immigrants, Latinos. Some of those numbers are turning notably for, in like the generic polling, Republicans, or if it's not generic polling, Dan, Donald Trump versus Joe Biden. So this idea that every person who, by the way, let's not forget why most of these people are coming. By the randomness that you were born, that I was born in Golden Valley and Dan was born here and you were born in Lakeville, that somebody else, because just happened to be who their parents are, and they grew up in a poor area where the opportunities for them were not as good for those of here. And they have tried to come to a place where they should legally enter the country. And we're going to blame those folks, by the way. We're going to offer up hatred to those folks. Do we? And again, we need to stop more of the illegal immigration. And there are some of those, too many, by the way, who want to traffic drugs and have a criminal background. But the generalizing gets nauseating, to say the least. All right, let's pause here. Laura's going to give you the weather. I'm going to get my boy off the bus. And we'll talk sports with Chip Scoggins when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Chipper's with us. He's on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Let's get to one of the burning controversies of the day. Yes or no, is deep dish pizza garbage, Chip Scoggins?
I saw your tweet. I wouldn't call it garbage, but it's not my favorite. I would say it's a little overrated, as you said.
Yeah. It's bad lasagna, man. It's just, it doesn't hit enough. It's too doughy. It's a bunch of ingredients that are left over. I mean, like, it's not like I'm saying if I'm Tom Hanks and I'm there with Wilson and all of a sudden Lou Malinati's drops off pizza, I'm going to say, no, take it back. But it's overhyped and overrated. And let me be clear. I'll say it again. I love Chicago. It's the best summer town in America. The pizza hype, over it.
I love that Lou Malnati tweeted back.
Yes.
That was great.
Yes, they came back. That was great. All right. All right, let's talk Buxton. Okay, the numbers when he plays are spectacular. Gleeman had another note today. What is it, last 162 games, 49 homers. I think it was a 622 slugging percentage. Only Killebrew and Cruz have ever topped it. Now, the cheap shot would be that was over eight seasons, but I won't go there. So we have this situation on Saturday when it's begging for him to pinch it, just begging for him to pinch it. Then we get this explanation that it sounded like he was a mummy, Chip, and to get him loose and get him right, like the Tin Man would have loosened up quicker than one of the greatest athletes on the planet. Then when he plays the next day, of course, hits a homer. It's, well, we're protecting his knee. And then Byron offers the quote, which grabbed a lot of us. You know, they're trying to get me to 100 games. I mean, 100.
Yeah.
I mean, 100 games cannot be the goal. I don't care what the money is. And I know when he plays how impactful he is. But you can't keep telling me he's the best player in the game. And I would have signed him. I would have given him every penny. I would have taken the chance. But don't tell me he's the best player in the game when this is your approach to him and you're hoping to get 100 games out of him.
And that is how sad it is, because he's only hit that one time in his career. I mean, he's only played 100 games one time. And so the fact that that is the benchmark tells you you know, just how unreliable he is from day to day. And I was one of the guys, along with a lot of people, screaming on Twitter that I just didn't understand, you know, why he couldn't pinch hit. And if they have this, you know, if they're worried about him playing, you know, worried about his knee, why don't they DH him? But then Suhan in his column today, he said the injury hurts him more when he swings than when he runs. So I assume that came from the team. But I was talking to Patrick Royce today, and I was like, were they ever going to divulge this? I mean, I think Patrick's right. It took people being outraged on Twitter and the blowback before they finally confessed that, hey, yeah, we have this plan where we're going to rest them every so often. But, Chad, you're going to have probably one of your biggest crowds of the season so far on that Saturday night, and you're going to rest him after he – I believe he DH'd on Friday, correct? But he had had some days off – last week. That was the thing that confused me. Is like, he needs more rest? I mean, he was just resting. I get
if a guy is injured, he's hurt, that matters. But the explanation, they failed completely.
Yes.
Because their explanation, you nailed it, completely changed from Saturday to Sunday, because they know where they were getting blistered by Twitter and by other people in the media. And if you're honestly telling us the goal is 100 games, then you know what? Here's what I'd like you to tell your season ticket holders. We're going to tell you the games we're looking to play, Byron.
Yes.
You know? And we're going to encourage you to buy those ticket packages that are for about 50 games. Because the best player, if he has a peak season, you know what the peak season is? 100 out of 162. It's Chip. Yeah. It's not like it's 100 out of 110. It's 100 out of 162. That's not close. I mean, and it's, I believe it's Falvey. It's Thad Levine. And it's Rocco. And if a poor guy stubs his toe, Rocco wants to put him on the 10-day IL.
Well, I don't think Rocco does anything independently of Falvey in the front office, and I assume their medical people had some say in this. But I find it hard to believe. I'm not buying the excuse that he can't warm up, that he can't get ready for a pinch hit.
No.
I mean that.
No, it's ridiculous.
If he's in that dire of health situation. That he can't warm up and go up there and swing the bat in the 10th inning. what are we doing? You should shut him down. I mean, if his knee is that bad, and that's the other thing, Chad. Is this chronic? I mean, you're talking about tendonitis. I mean, what's it going to take for this thing to heal? Is it going to be an off season? It sounds like this is going to be a season long deal that they have to manage. So that's a concern too. I mean, he's what, 28 years old, and they're having to rest him, build in rest days, and they clearly are building him in because, like I said, he had a couple days off last week. I think he only DH'd Friday, so this was in, you know, this was a day off. I mean, this was not just a spur of the moment. Yeah. Hey, I don't feel good today. This was a scheduled day off, and so I like your theory though, because when you're telling us he's the greatest player in the world and he's doing things that we've never seen and blah blah blah, so fans are getting excited and they go to see him, and you say, yeah, we're going to rest him today.
Yeah,
we're going to rest him a lot. Yeah. Well, how do you think that goes over with your fan base? The people that are buying the tickets.
Oh, they should be disgusted. And if you don't think, and I get, we can have new ideas, we can modernize medicine, we can look at numbers different. There's no way, unless this injury is more severe. The problem is they literally have so many guys on the injured list, they have nobody else to call up that's on the 40-man, okay? But you cannot convince me, Chip, the way that game is playing out, if Rocco goes down to Byron and says, if we go to extra innings, why don't you get loose? Here's, God knows, two innings could be an hour. You know, go do a few things over the next 10, 15 minutes, even to check and see if you can get loose. If he tries to get loose and he tells Rocco, knee just isn't ready. That's one thing. But just him deciding before, we got him in bubble wrap and we can't take him out. You know, we got him in glass, and we can't get the axe to take him out of the glass unless it's an emergency. It's going too far. It's fourth grade T-ball now about protecting him.
And that was the problem where I think Rocco's quote after is like, well, once we decide for the game, that's it. It's like, really? You can't be flexible in there to try to win a game? I mean, this is a division opponent you're facing here that you're just – punting on this game. I mean, it's not to say someone else can't come through, but you have your best player, the best player in the world, that you won't use because you told him he had the day off. Well, why can't they tell him you're going to get the day off? But if it's a close game, we're going to pinch hit you in late in the innings. Is that too much to ask?
No,
it just doesn't seem
not.
Like it's too much to ask.
It's not.
I don't know. The whole thing is baffling. The way this is being handled, it's confusing, and I'm not sure they're sending the best message to their fan base.
The NBA has been my favorite team sport my entire life. I've watched way too many NBA games, even when I wasn't calling the Wolves. I'm not sure I've ever been as stunned as I was last night watching the NBA game, where in the regular season, the clear-cut best team were the Suns. Because Chris Paul missed a bunch of games. Devin Booker missed a bunch of games. And they still won 64 games. And I was as good as Chris Paul last night. You were as good as Devin Booker last night. At halftime, Luka had 27. The Suns had 27. And the Mavs, and great story, Luka's spectacular. Jason Kidd, who was a pretty lousy coach his first two times now. It looks like he's a very good coach. They led at times by 46, Chip. I mean, we crushed the Wild for their second period.
Yeah.
The Wild are warriors compared to what the Suns did last night.
Well, what was the conversation going into the playoffs? You don't want to play Phoenix, right?
Like,
whatever you do, you
make sense.
Team you don't want to play because they're so surgical, and Chris Paul and the way they run that offense. And I mean, CP wasn't the same player after what was the game one where he made like 15 shots or whatever it was, the historic game, and then he just fell apart. But to shoot that poorly and play that poorly in a game seven at home, I mean, you wonder what that's going to do to that franchise this offseason.
They got
to
make changes.
I would think so, because that's as bad as it gets, and it sounds like they are, and I just don't know if Chris Paul is going to have another shot at, you know, a championship. And our guy, Pat Bev.
Oh, yeah. That's where I was going. So Pat Bev, who has been on ESPN. Yeah. He's been on ESPN, I think, since last Wednesday. You know, he's been kind of all over the place. He hates Chris Paul. Chris Paul hates him. Chris Paul's accused him of cheap shots. He had a cheap shot against Chris Paul in the playoffs last year. That's why he was suspended a game. He absolutely destroyed Chris Paul on ESPN today. Just destroyed.
Yeah, it was I assume ESPN knew. They didn't know, obviously, Phoenix was going to play that poorly when they booked him, but they probably knew there's no filter, right, with Pat Bev. Just put him on there and, you know, let him rip. It was the perfect situation to have him on after Chris Paul plays like that, Phoenix plays like that. But
perfect.
I love, you know, I mean, you have to back it up, and I'm sure probably makes some people uncomfortable, but I like the fact that a guy gets on there and just tells you what he's thinking. If Chris Paul can't play defense, he tells you. If he just shreds everybody. So I find that endearing about Pat Bev, and he's great for us here in the media because he will say whatever. So I'm sure ESPN was tickled to death. What they call it, the car wash. That was probably one of their favorite car washes in a while.
Exactly. Yeah, I'll tell you, Chris Paul, who's very tight with Wilbon and very tight with Stephen A. Smith, I got a feeling Chris Paul, the way the league works right now, called those guys and said, what exactly is ESPN doing? And the next time ESPN asked me to be a part of it, might not answer the phone. All right, man, I got to fly. Great stuff as always. Do not order deep dish pizza tonight.
I'm in the same camp with you there, brother.
Thank you, man. Chip Scoggins. Follow him at Chip Scoggins. Along with Chipper, so we're out quickly here. Tomorrow, Jamie Yuccas. We'll be honest, we're working on Bill Guerin. And we're going to have somebody replace Carter for Ask Adam Anything. We'll get somebody done. Enjoy the day. Paul and Jordan are next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.